The grace and love that comes from God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us always. Amen. The Word of God we want to consider today is our epistle reading for this past Sunday, which was Trinity Sunday. We're looking at Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 5, where Paul was inspired to write. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. My dear friends in Christ, in the first chapters of the Apostle Paul's letter to the Roman Christians, Paul was talking extensively about the sinfulness of man. He wrote, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." And because of that, none of us can claim our lives make us worthy of any of God's blessings. Instead, our lives, our sinfulness, it means that, well, we don't deserve his praise and glory. We deserve eternal punishment. That's what we rightfully deserve. Eternal separation from God and all of his blessings. But God loves us anyway. And that's the miracle of Scripture. God loving us when we were sinners, when we were unlovable. He doesn't want us to face the eternal separation from him that we rightfully deserve because of our sins. So he intervened. So God intervened. And Jesus worked out our innocence for us. He took care of things for us. God the Father sent his Son to take the punishment that you and I deserve because of our sins. And Jesus died on the cross because you and I are sinners. And really, it is impossible for us to understand, to grasp the magnitude of what Christ actually did there on the cross. He was punished on the cross to account for all of the sins in the world that have ever, that will ever be committed. And by ourselves, if we were on our own, and if I were to spend an eternity in hell, I've said this many times, if I were to spend an eternity in hell, and the same would be true of you, you and I could never even begin to pay for one sin. And yet, what did Jesus do? In a few hours there on the cross, he paid for the sins of the world. Now, just think about what he really was enduring there, being forsaken by God, going through hell and suffering enough hell. And again, remember, I couldn't begin to pay for one sin if I had an eternity in hell. And Jesus, in those hours on the cross, he paid for the sins of the world. Well, because of Jesus, we're justified. We're declared innocent of all of the sins that we have committed. Innocent in God's eyes. Because of Jesus, we're innocent in the court of the Trinity, as we've been saying this Trinity Sunday week. And it's as if we had never even sinned at all because of Jesus. Well, Jesus, what he's done is he's gained us access into the grace of God. Because Jesus died for us, it's as if we've been taken into this treasure room that's full of God's blessings. And when we talk about his blessings especially, we're thinking about the forgiveness of sins. And, well, eternal life, of course. Paul said, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. Through Jesus, those wonderful gifts are for us and for all people. And what we can do is, you and I, we can walk up to anyone. It doesn't matter who that person is. We can say to anyone, to any person we'd run into, your sins were paid for by Jesus on the cross. We can say that to anyone. And now, isn't that the greatest, the most exciting news that there could possibly be? Yet, which news might we be more inclined to get excited about? Hearing that our sins are forgiven, or hearing that you've won $1 million, or maybe that you even won $100 in a simple contest? It's real easy to get excited about those earthly things and kind of even think about the forgiveness of sins kind of nonchalantly, even though those words, your sins are forgiven, that really is the greatest news that I've ever heard. It's the greatest news you'll ever hear as well. Let's remember what's more important always. Having our sins forgiven is more important than all the riches or anything that we could possibly have in this life. These sins forgiven. Now, knowing that that is our dearest treasure, showing that that's our dearest treasure, don't we want that to be our goal in life? Letting people know the riches of God's grace, the riches of God's forgiveness, how Jesus works out our innocence in the court of our triune God. We're innocent in the court of the triune God because of Jesus. Because Jesus works out our innocence. And just think of everything he's done for you. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, please help us always to see how blessed we sinners are because Jesus worked out our innocence before God. Because the Holy Spirit makes that innocence our own when he calls us to faith in Jesus. And therefore, we have peace with you because our sins are gone in Jesus. Thank you for being our perfect God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who takes care of everything for us so we can look forward to heaven forever. We're blessed now and forever to be innocent in the court of the Trinity, all because of our triune God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.